May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Whenever you think about the Christian faith today, it's usually thought of as a belief system. Churches, different denominations, have their own degrees of belief and their particular focus. And what tends to happen today is that when somebody decides to look for a church, they will visit around until they find a church that has a similar belief and focus to them. And then they usually stay there, and they call themselves Episcopal or Methodists or Presbyterians or Catholics or whatever. But in the New Testament, we find a totally different concept. Because in the New Testament, the primary emphasis is not on a belief system. It's not on a belief system. It's on a way of living. Now, when Jesus found these four fishermen by the Sea of Galilee, he didn't stop and ask them to accept a creed. He didn't ask them to believe in the New Testament. And he certainly didn't ask them to join his church. All Jesus did was to invite these four fishermen to follow him. Now, for these fishermen, to follow Jesus then had both a geographical and a physical meaning, because they actually followed Jesus, were with Jesus to all the places that he went to. But the primary meaning of those words, follow me, are not geographical. And they are not physical. They are spiritual. Those disciples accepted the invitation of Christ to a new way of living life. This was the exercise of faith that launched the Christian movement. And it was well before creeds, well before books, and funnily enough, it was well before the church. See, it wasn't a belief system that was to be passively accepted. Discipleship, follow me, was an adventure to be daringly undertaken. See, for those first disciples, to be a follower of Christ was something to be done. To be done. Now, I'm not for 1 minute saying that believing is unimportant, because obviously these four fishermen believed in Jesus enough to leave their families, leave their businesses to follow him. But let's be clear about one thing. Their faith was not some passive acceptance of a creedal statement. It was the beginning of this incredible adventure. As they walked away from their boats, hit the road, Jesus was in the lead. What they did was make a decision to give his kind of living a try. You know, I really believe that in every aspect of our life, there comes a time when our thought, and yes, even our theories, must be tested by experiment. For instance, people had wondered for centuries whether or not a machine that was heavier than air could fly. Now, a few speculated that it might, but most people thought it was absolutely impossible. And as we know, one day in a little place called Kitty Hawk, Wilbur and Orville Wright gave it a try. And sure enough, their little crude machine actually lifted off the ground. Not very high, not very long, but by golly, it flew. You know, that question could never have been answered by any speculation or any discussion or even any theory. It had to be tested by experiment. You know something? The same applies with our spiritual life as well. Most important questions of our spiritual life cannot be resolved by discussion. They cannot be resolved by study. You know, simple questions of our spiritual life, like, does the way of life that Jesus taught and lived make sense for me? Is it the truth? Does it work? Now, we could have small groups and discussions and talk about this all day long. But the only way that we are ever going to know is by moving the questions from talking about them into the world of doing them. You know, the most famous sermon of Jesus was the Sermon on the Mount. One of the most amazing things about that sermon is that almost everything that Jesus talked about on the Sermon on the Mount is something that we can put into an action. It wasn't just talk, it was something we can put into action. Jesus talks about an indestructible goodwill that can be shown by us to all people. Even those people we don't like very much. You know what? That's doable. And then Jesus talked about the highest regard to be shown towards all human beings, and asks us never to look upon other people as something to be used. That's doable. And then he talks about an attitude of generosity that voluntarily does more and gives more than life demands. That's doable. Then he speaks of an attitude of non-retaliation that never seeks revenge, no matter how badly you have been wronged. That's doable. See, Christianity is doable. It's not a speculative faith that we need to be discussing or pondering. Christianity is practical ideas that can be put into action. But will they work? Can we actually live like this? Well, you know something? The bottom line is, we're never going to know until we put it to the test and see for ourselves. The Christian movement started when Jesus asked four fishermen to come and join him in a new and a courageous way of living. Oh yeah, they did things that most people wouldn't think of doing, and their style of living was certainly different to all those around them. But look what happened. Look what happened. The Christian faith, in its earliest form, was something to be done. If we are to be followers of Christ, then we've got to start that and continue that throughout our lives. The invitation to those four fishermen was very simple. Follow me. It's the same invitation that Jesus gives to us. Follow me. I have a new way of living. Will you give it a try? Will you give it a try? Amen.